United States v. Nelson. Mr. McGowan.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Andrew J. McGowan. I'm with the Federal Public Defender's Office for the Central District of Illinois, and I represent the appellant in this case, Mr. Norm Nelson. Mr. Nelson appealed to the district court's quantifying the value of cooperation for a sentence that would otherwise be life by beginning in an offense level that has life as the only possible sentence instead of beginning at the lowest range that includes life as a possibility. Without the downward departure...
I understand the thinking behind your proposal. I get it. Especially after Booker.
Well, Your Honor, there's
Why do you want to start there rather than... Wasn't 43 the level that the guidelines indicated for him?
Actually, because he's facing a statutory natural life sentence, it's not necessarily tied to the guidelines. I mean, I know there's a guideline that just says life, but...
But wasn't he at 43?
Well, there's no tie necessarily to a statutory natural life to level 43.
I'm just asking a simple question.
Sure.
When his guidelines range was calculated, wasn't he at level 43?
No.
No?
And the reason is that he's facing a statutory natural life. Now, the government cites to paragraph...
I understand. Even when you have mandatory minimums and maximums, you do calculate a guideline sentence. Then, you know, if it's below the minimum, you jack it up. If it's above the maximum, you push it down. But you do start with calculating the guideline range, don't you?
Yes.
So wasn't he a level 43?
I don't believe so, Your Honor.
What was his guidelines range?
I believe because it was a statutory natural life, that doesn't really have a guideline range, and that's really the question before this court. Do you start in the guidelines, if you have a natural life, do you start at a level 37 in a Category 6, which in this case is 360 to life, it includes life as a possible sentence, or do you start at level 43, which is under the guideline in Category 6, natural life. Now, people can earn Category 43 in the guidelines, simply by criminal history calculations and the offense level, including a lot of drug cases are the ones where you're going to see a level 43. But there's no tie necessarily for a statutory natural life to level 43.
So in terms of his guideline calculation did not total 43.
I don't believe so, Your Honor.
But it was the kicking of the mandatory.
Right. It's the question of where you start because he's facing a statutory mandatory life, and the government's position was you start at level 43. But even the government recognized that
What's level 43? That's life imprisonment?
That's life imprisonment. But even the government recognized...
So let me go back for a minute. So what was the calculation without looking at the mandatory minimum? What was the calculation?
Okay, his... just drug offense was, I think, around a 32. He was a career offender, though, so he started at a 37. But he got three levels for acceptance.
Right.
So as a career offender, it would have been level 34 and criminal history category 6.
So under the guideline calculation, he was a 34-6.
Right.
Right. And because of the mandatory, what the government is saying, he should have started it. He should be at a 43, which is the top of the range.
Right.
And you're saying that that's not necessarily so.
Right. I'm saying you could also just as easily, under the law, and in fact, it's consistent with this court's law, if you're going to look at the guidelines for where
Why
to start.
Why does it matter where the government begins?
Well,
the government has some conception of what he should be sentenced to. So it can start far above or close above. Wherever it starts, that's where it's going to end up, right? Under Booker.
Well, the government's recommendation in a cooperation situation like this is very important, as this court knows. And in fact, the district court followed it right down the line.
The government says, we think, you know, he's facing mandatory sentence of life imprisonment, but we think the right sentence for him is 262 months. Couldn't they just say that without talking about levels?
Well, that's really the problem here. How do you quantify cooperation?
I asked him my question. Why couldn't the government just say, well, these levels, they're dizzying. So we just want to tell you, we think 262 months would be the right sentence for him because he gave us a lot of assistance. That's what we'd like him to have as his reward. Why can't they just do that?
Well, it certainly gets close to telling the judge what to sentence the person. I mean, if the judge weren't there, I'm sure the government would prefer that.
What they're saying is, look, he's facing life imprisonment, but we think 262 months would be enough. Now, you know, you have to do the sentencing, but that's what we think. We'd like to give him, I don't know what his life expectancy is, but we want to knock, suppose his life expectancy is 500 months. So we want to knock 138 months off that, right? Can't they say that to the judge?
Perhaps.
Why perhaps?
But I think they would also have...
Answer my question. Why do you say perhaps?
Because that's not enough information for the judge to determine whether to sentence the person.
I don't understand. What is the difference between that and saying X levels minus Y levels?
The X level minus is an attempt to quantify the value of the cooperation.
Well, look, 138 is an attempt to quantify also.
It is, but it's completely outside.
What does it add going all through all this stuff about the levels? Why doesn't the government say, we think his assistance was worth 138 months?
I think it's useful for the judge to have some sort of...
Why isn't that all the information that would be conveyed by levels? Because the levels you just translated into months.
The reason I don't think that that's appropriate is that it's not enough information for the judge
levels add to the information? I mean, now it's one thing to say to the judge, look, this is why we want to give him 138 months. He did X, Y, Z, W. That's the information.
Right.
But why does he have to tie it to levels?
Well, it's certainly the way it's always been done. But I mean, I think it's a really bad answer. But I think it's useful.
Why is it useful? What information is conveyed by it?
It's useful in evaluating how valuable
what
the government
is conveyed.
It conveys. In the broader context, not only of what this person's facing, but in this judge's experience with the guidelines, which is still a determination that the judge has to make, what the appropriate guideline range, how useful this information was.
It seems to me you've got to start with something. What were they referring to with a 40% reduction?
Again, the government...
It must have had a starting point in knowing what level it wanted to go to.
The government... came to this 40% conclusion, or four levels, independently of the guidelines or independently of what it's facing.
So what is the multiple? It's 40% of what, as far as you know?
It's 40% based on their experience with other...
40% of what?
Of the... They're placing...
What number?
They're valuing his cooperation. Just
40%. Is it 40% of 43? Is it 40% of 360? You can't do 40% of life.
Actually, the government doesn't begin by tying it to the guidelines, just as Judge Posner's pointing out.
Judge Bain is asking a very... the way lawyers handle numbers is really a disgrace. 40% has to be 40% of a number, or else you don't have the vaguest idea of what it is.
I believe it's a number of the reduction of the sentence that the government would agree to based on the cooperation.
40% of what?
Of whatever the person's facing.
How can we know what lower sentence the government is asking for if you can't tell us what is the number that's multiplied by 40% equals, you know, should we just jack up the 262 months up to whatever is what 262 months is 40% below? Is that what we should do?
No, Your Honor.
Have you done that?
No, Your Honor.
Are you not curious as to what number 40% equals?
My experience...
Maybe you can answer this. What's 40% of 360? Do you know the answer to that question?
About 235.
All right.
It's actually 216. You already figured it out. That's why my question...
I apologize. I didn't understand that was your question. But
here, don't we have a situation where the government said four levels? And actually, if the government starts at the bottom at 43, what they actually did was nine levels, right, because of this clumping concept?
Except the clumping, yeah. Yes. Clumping just means it's just one level, though.
Right, it's just one level, because it wouldn't have any meaning. The four-level reduction would have no meaning if it was just four levels, because when you start at 43 and you go up four levels, you're still at 360 to life.
Exactly.
So then this clumping concept collapses it down to one, and basically you're saying that they should just start at the bottom at this 37 where the 360 to life is and then reduce the four levels.
Yes.
What's so strange about your argument, apart from its complete disconnect with any penal reality that I can imagine, is that you start off by saying he's outside the guidelines, and then you say, but because the guidelines are very important information, we have to make a guidelines computation. What I said, is he a 43? No, not a 43. Is he a 37? No, he's not a 37. So he's not in the guidelines, according to you. Nevertheless, you think it's very important that somehow, instead of just, you know, going to the direct issue and saying how much assistance did he render and how much months off does the government think he should get, instead of doing that, you want to not use the guidelines as your starting point, but then introduce the guidelines and levels and this. It didn't seem to have any connection with anything, with the question, what is the right sentence for this person?
Just seems as though.
Aren't you troubled to be operating in such a mindless system?
No.
Okay. You're happy. That's the only important thing. Mr. Chesley?
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Patrick Chesley. I'm an assistant United States attorney from the Central District of Illinois. I respectfully disagree with Mr. McGowan. The court did calculate a guideline range, and that guideline range was the mandatory life sentence at level 43. The defendant agreed in his plea agreement that the correct guideline level was 43.
What's 40% of life?
Well, 40% of life is very difficult to calculate, but let me tell you where the 40% comes in. At the sentencing hearing, the government thought that the defendant should receive a 40% reduction, which is a very large reduction. It's one of the largest we've ever had. And what the attorney there argued was that each level is approximately a 10% reduction. So he went to a four-level reduction, and starting out at level 43, putting all the 360s to life together, because otherwise it would be meaningless to just take a four-level reduction, as Judge Williams noted. He took the four levels down from 43, clumping
the... That sounds as silly as the defendant's method, and shows a kind of guidelines obsession or something. Even though we're in Booker, we don't have to use the guidelines mechanically. How old is this person?
He was 29 at the time of sentencing. Mm-hmm. He would be 30 now.
Okay, 29 at sentencing, so why not ask what is the life expectancy of a 29-year-old, and that would be, and suppose it's, it's probably around more than 50 years. So let's say 50 years. So it's 50 years life expectancy, and so that's the best estimate of what his life sentence would be. I mean, I'm not sure that's, but you could start there. It's a 50-year sentence, and if you want to knock it down by 40%, just subtract 20, you have 30 years. Well, why not look at that? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Well, that's certainly a way to look at it, but what we're doing here
is... Why is that the sensible way to look at it? A life sentence, the length of a life sentence depends on your age, maybe your health and other things. Roughly 50 years, and so cut it down by 40%, and you're 30 years.
In that sense, he would have ended up with a...
No, you gave him a real... Now, by your convoluted method, you've got it down, what, to 262?
Correct.
So that's 20 years, or 22 years, something like that, 21, 22 years. So actually, you gave him an extra 8 years, right, because you do all this mechanical stuff.
Certainly, with your methodology, that is correct, Your Honor.
Didn't the district judges have this debate?
Well, there was a debate in the Central District as to what methodology should be used. And I don't, the district judges didn't come up with a specific methodology. Judge McCuskey in Urbana uses the methodology you just suggested.
Yeah, and why, so I guess I want to know why, you know, you think you should begin the downward departure from the highest offense level that includes a life sentence rather than the 37. You know, the 37 is 360 to life. You had to do this artificial sort of clumping of all these different levels in order to get to 360 to life. Why not start at level 37, which is the 360 to life, and then go down four levels?
You don't start there because that's not the correct guideline level. The correct guideline level is 43, mandatory life. Essentially, if you use that argument, you're ignoring the correct guideline level and starting at one level, the 360 to life range, instead of the correct guideline.
But wasn't the government's agreement to reduce by four levels?
It wasn't their agreement. Their agreement was that they would make, if he provided substantial assistance, they would make a recommendation for a sentence reduction under 3553E, which is what they did.
Of how much? Just so
there
I can...
In the plea agreement, there is no agreement as to the amount. It just says we will simply recommend the low end of the guidelines. Now, I think you have to remember that this happened a year ago. We've had a lot more experience with Booker since then, and the...
What do they do now?
To, pardon me?
What do you do now?
What do we do now? There's a policy in our office now that says you start out at level 43, and depending upon the criminal history, all the 360s to life are considered as one level, and you can reduce by other levels. But really what we're talking about here, the question is this sentence reasonable? And...
But then you're relying on guideline calculations. I mean, you're looking at the levels of the guideline, and I agree. You know, once you sort of know what the guideline sentence is, then when we look at it, we can look for whether it's reasonable. But you're bringing the guideline scheme into the picture by starting at a 43, doing this clumping method, and then giving him four levels off.
We were... essentially trying to use the old system where you tried to tie it to the guidelines, the pre-Booker system. And Judge Posner is correct. We could have just said a number. We didn't have to say four levels. We didn't have to say 40%. We could just say we think his cooperation is worth a reduction to 262 months. But that was the methodology that was used for this case.
And then are judges now in that district sentencing based on the lowest lowest end of the guideline, notwithstanding the policy now, I understand, of your office to be at a 43? Are judges now starting at 37? Are there some judges that start at 37 as the...
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what all the judges do. There are not that many life sentences that we see in our district. But I do know that Judge McCuskey had a situation where there was a life sentence, and he looked at the life expectancy.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chesley. So, Mr. McGowan, your time expired, but you can have another couple of minutes if you want. It's an interesting issue.
You're very kind, Father. I just want...
Okay.
Unless there are any further questions.
Thank you very much to the defenders for vigorous efforts on behalf of your client.